Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 17th, 2022. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services extended the COVID public health emergency for another 90 days. This will allow many public health protections and financial aid programs to keep going at least another 3 months, and states have been promised 60 days' notice prior to any expiration of the emergency status in the future. This is the eighth extension. France approved a law 215-58 that will ban unvaccinated citizens from all restaurants, sports arenas, and other venues, essentially making them persona non grata, and that's 9% of all French adults being reduced to second-class status. Previously, the unvaccinated could get into establishments by showing a recent negative test, but no longer. There will also be increased penalties for fake passes. The White House plans to buy and give out 1 billion rapid tests, but did they check with manufacturers and distributors to see if that's even possible? They say it is, and the manufacturers say they can do it, but tests have been hard for the public to find. Research from Health Catalyst Group says the U.S. has an estimated capacity of only 260 million tests this month, which is why critics say adding 1 billion more to demand will only crush the pipeline. Speaking of hard-to-find tests, what do you do if your job requires that you get tested on a regular basis in order to show up, do your job, and get paid, but you can't find any? No one seems to have an answer for them, and the problem is hitting essential workers who can't work from home, often people of color, particularly hard. The result is lost wages, even though the worker may not even have COVID. Has the Army found a super vaccine? There's talk they've developed a universal COVID vaccine that could successfully combat all variants. They've been working on it at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research for a year. In December, the Army announced its pan-coronavirus vaccine had completed phase one of human trials with positive results. As opposed to mRNA vaccines, this one does use part of the actual COVID virus, but a harmless part. It also has less restrictive storage and handling requirements than current vaccines. In the United States, cases were up 98%, down from 159% Friday. Deaths are up 57%, and hospitalizations are up 61% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Indiana, New Mexico, Michigan, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. There are now over 23 million active cases in the United States at 23,031,325. The 5 areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Puerto Rico, 157%, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 153%, Louisiana, 142%, Alabama, 140%, and Florida, 131%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: West Feliciana, Louisiana; Pitkin, Colorado; Teton, Wyoming; Greensville, Virginia; Covington, Mississippi; Tom Green, Texas; Uvalde, Texas; Kodiak Island Borough, Alaska; Rolette, North Dakota; and Yazoo, Mississippi. There have been at least 850,605 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 78.5%, Rhode Island at 77.8%, and Maine at 76.8%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Wyoming at 48.2%, Alabama at 48.4%, and Mississippi at 49.1%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 62.8%. Globally, cases were up 98% and deaths up 16% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are now over 55 million active cases around the world, at 55,784,748. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 287,973, France, 278,129, India, 257,063, Italy, 149,512, and Australia, 87,457. There have been 5,539,067 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.